Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
All right. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. We begin with some African highlife music this week on Ivory Towers Radio. A bit uncommon for us, and we have two uncommon announcements right off the bat. First is my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel is not with us, at least for most of this special program this week. Unfortunately, Jeff got a call and had to make an unexpected trip to Chicago this week. And as part of that, he'll be joining us very briefly at the end of the program for his usual New Wave feature. It would not be Ivory Towers Radio without Jeff Siegel. But this week he's missing, unfortunately, for most of our program, a very special program that we've decided to do not exactly world music, but highlight musical areas of the world that we don't usually get to in any deep way on Ivory Towers Radio. And so this week, a little bit more than just a dash of that flavor from other parts of the world. Usually on Ivory Towers Radio, you can guarantee we'll play music from the US, from the UK, from Australia, from Canada, but usually other parts of the world are folded in here and there. This week we've put a big fence around the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia and said, let's hear from some other parts of the world. And so that brings us right away to the African highlife music that we began with. E.T. Mensa and his Tempos Band with Save Me. E.T. Mensa was actually a very big deal in West Africa. In West African music from the 1960s onward for some decades, he hails from Ghana. And you can hear in Save Me various different influences. The influences of maybe James Brown, Bo Diddley. Now, I know what people are going to say, that didn't rock and roll music start with African rhythms? Didn't rock and roll music start with music that was inspired by Caribbean sounds? And didn't rock and roll music start with more or less following the influence of music from the African migrations, forced and otherwise, from several centuries? And indeed, most musicologists would tell you that that is how rock and roll did start. But interestingly enough, with that E.T. Mensa music, you can also hear the rock and roll of the time, of the 1950s and 1960s, feeding back to Africa and having an effect. So you hear some James Brown, you hear some Bo Diddley in that, and you also hear a little bit of British invasion music. So Africa being re-influenced by the New World. And a little bit more of that coming up right up, because here's a little bit more music from the African continent. Thank you.
Distracted, corrupting you, polluting you. dying.
Nothing like a little reggae music from the family Marley. Indeed, probably the best family to turn to when you're looking at reggae. That's music from Stephen Marley, Mind Control. Before that, Toots and the Maytals with Celia, music from 2007. And we started off with the music of Lucky Dubé, Respect. That's also from 2007. The late Lucky Dubé from South Africa is responsible for really bringing reggae back to Africa in its own special way. And unfortunately, Lucky Dubé was assassinated in some violence in South Africa. And so he is now lost to that continent. But his influence, his musical influence, lives on. I don't know if some folks will consider that a bit of a cheat, even though reggae music from Jamaica, Toots and the Maytals and Stephen Marley probably spend more of their time these days in New York City than they do in Jamaica. And of note that Stephen Marley cut Mind Control as the title track from his last LP, was the winner of the Best Reggae LP at the Grammys earlier this year. Stephen Marley certainly comes from a great family, the late, great Bob Marley. His father and, of course, his brother, Ziggy Marley. Stephen played with Ziggy and done quite a bit of work with his older brother. But many people say that the Marleys are the ones who really keep reggae alive, although I would guess Toots and the Maytals, other folks in both Jamaica and Africa may say that there are others, but many rock writers these days talk about the death of reggae and the reggae scene, and that it seems not to have the vibrancy that it did back in the 70s. And some of that is the responsibility of dancehall music, which came in, dancehall being more or less a version of rap, Jamaican rap. And so people went to play dancehall and left reggae alone. But the Marleys certainly keep it alive. Well, we will have more music from the Caribbean coming up right after this cross-promotional announcement. Stick around.
Here we are, high in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh, yes. here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers with a Z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Thank you. nada. Y hasta dudo de ti. Siento desconfianza. Ya no creo ni en mí. Mi mente se ofusca. Ya no sé qué decir. Me enloquecen los celos que yo siento por ti.
Well, there's just a taste of the emerging rock and roll scene coming from Mexico City, of all places, and being noticed on the international stage. That last one, Los Dynamite, and that is the proper pronunciation, because dynamite is actually not how you would say it in Spanish. Los Dynamite with Frenzy, one of those Mexico City bands that... Well, these Mexican bands these days want to sing in English because it opens up the international stage to them. And so that's one of those tabbed by the New York Times as one of the better ones on the Mexican scene. Before that, we heard from Fresa Salvaje with Interrogación. Also from Mexico City, the translation there, Interrogation is the name of the song in English. And Fresa Salvaje is Wild Strawberry. As you might guess from that name, a little bit of neo-psychedelic sound coming from Mexico City. And starting us off, Black Guayaba with No Hay Espacio. That is the Grammy winner for Best Latin Rock from earlier this year. No Hay Espacio means no space. And some might consider that also a bit of a cheat, but Black Guayaba is from Puerto Rico, and if you want to hear good Latin rock, well, it's coming from Puerto Rico these days, and from Mexico, and from Point South. Well, not to think that the New World has a corner on the rock and roll market, because coming right up, Sounds from the Old World.
From the vault, it's Cover Me. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the Silence. Lacuna Coil, an Italian goth band. Some would call them a heavy metal band, covering the Depeche Mode classic. So an Italian band covering a British band. Lacuna Coil, apparently the translation for that is Empty Spiral, which of course sounds a bit like goth rockers or heavy metal band would. And that band is led by the wonderful Christina Scabbia on lead vocals. She has just a wonderful voice, and that is a band that has toured the U.S. and has toured internationally and is getting note. And we don't always get to our Italian rock and roll roots on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. But occasionally we find a way. We find a way. And here we are on our special We Are the World show, our international rock and roll show, trying to give you different flavors and tastes of rock and roll from all over the world. And we've got some more rock and roll coming up. This rock and roll will be coming to us also from Europe and also from Italy. But first, we were talking a little bit about goth, and we were talking a little bit about heavy metal. Well, this week on the Ivory Towers blog, the ancillary part of Ivory Towers Radio, we have an interesting piece about heavy metal and goth and how those forms of music are sometimes not appreciated. And even though that piece doesn't mention Lacuna Coil, it does have some information about some of the masters of heavy metal and goth and other industrial heavy sounds like Nine Inch Nails and Black Sabbath. So if you are interested at all in the Ivory Towers blog, we actually also have a new address for you. So even those old listeners may want to write this down. You can find us at www.ivorytowers.com. And there's plenty on the website besides music. We've got articles about politics, sports, films, and so much more. The new URL, one more time, www.ivorytowers, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z or a Zeta or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.com.
Guardato dentro una bugia e ho capito che è una malattia che alla fine non si può guarire mai. E ho cercato di convincermi che tu non ce l'hai. E ho guardato dentro casa tua e ho capito che era una follia avere pensato che fosse soltanto mia. E ho cercato di dimenticare, di non guardare.
E ho guardato la televisione e mi è venuta come l'impressione che mi stessero rubando il tempo e che tu mi rubi l'amore. Ho camminato tanto e fuori c'era un gran rumore. Non ho più pensato a tutte queste cose. Ho visto dentro tanto amore.
televisione mi è venuta come l'impressione che mi stessero rubando il tempo e che tu mi rubi l'amore. Ma poi ho camminato tanto e fuori c'era un grande sole che non ho più pensato a tutte queste cose.
We'll be right back.
Experimental Italian music there on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's from a group by the name of Jennifer Gentle, and their release is called Twin Ghosts. That's a 2007 release. We also heard from Premiata, Forneria, and Marconi. And the thing that Premiata, Forneria, and Marconi and Jennifer Gentle have in common is that no one in those bands goes by any of those names. In some ways, these bands, in their naming and also in their playing, give their nods to Pink Floyd, and you hear a lot of experimental sounds, both in Jennifer Gentle and in Premiata, Forneria, and Marconi, with their FM hit Celebration from the 1970s. Premiata, Forneria, and Marconi, PFM is what many people called them, were probably the first Italian rock and roll band to be played outside of Italy on any wide basis. And so we heard from them, but also starting us off a request of all things, for Vasco Rossi with Senza Parole. And Senza Parole means, more or less, in rough translation in Italian, speechless. So Vasco Rossi, also a very popular and controversial Italian rocker, getting us going here on the Ivory Towers podcast, where we are rocking out this week with sounds from all over the world. Well, we know that the Ivory Towers podcast has a special spot in its heart when it comes to Scandinavia and Scandinavian bands. We're going to hear from them coming right up.
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Comic books
Perhaps one of the best bands to ever come out of Denmark. Certainly one of the best of recent note. The Ravenettes with Love in a Trash Can. Wonderful music from Denmark. We also heard new music from Denmark. 2008 music, Wolfkin with Koya Khan, which is actually nothing to do with Denmark and everything to do with Mexico, which we heard some time back. Coyoacán being one of my favorite neighborhoods in Mexico City. And Coyoacán sounds like that song. So a Danish band managing to sing about Mexico, certainly appropriate here on our international rock show special on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. We actually began that set with Sigur Rós, a band from Iceland. And usually Sigur Rós sings in its own sort of made-up Esperanto, but on this particular release, I believe they're singing in Icelandic, maybe Danish, but actual languages this time, and appropriately a song by the name of Gobbledygook. That's relatively new music, just out in the past month or so. And Sigur Rós, actually an Icelandic band that broke into the Amazon Top 10 wherever briefly with this new one, and they have a big fan base and a great group of people who follow them. They're very much on the cutting edge of music, not just music from Iceland or Scandinavia, but the cutting edge of rock and roll, certainly art rock, at its very, very best. Well, now that we are firmly planted in Scandinavia, folks know that we have a particular fascination with Scandinavian metal bands, so it's that time of the show.
Caution! Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
That's the sound of Danish heavy metal pioneers Merciful Fate on the Metal Shop this week for our international rock and roll show. Merciful Fate, one of the very first bands from Scandinavia to go heavy metal, and certainly a very influential band in that area. Well, as promised earlier in the show, co-host Jeff Siegel is now available via phone. And welcome, Jeff. Welcome to our international rock and roll show.
Well, Rick, it's good to be here. And I just have one thing to say about traveling by air in airports in the 21st century in the United States. I would much rather be doing the podcast.
Well, I think both of us would much rather be doing the podcast compared to just about any other activity. So that's a wonderment for us. And
especially worthwhile compared to air travel these days, believe me.
Well, appropriate for our international rock and roll show is perhaps this Chinese proverb, which says, travel is a foretaste of hell. And traveling these days, I have to agree with you, not a wonderful thing.
And the amazing thing, Rick, is that whoever wrote that ancient Chinese proverb didn't even know anything about frequent flyer miles.
Nor security checks, nor any of the things that we go through these days. May I have your shoes, Mr. Siegel?
Oh, there's nothing better than taking off your shoes and your belt and walking around the airport barefooted with your pants falling down.
Well,
which is why we need what's coming up next.
Yes, as usual, Jeff is here for the New Wave feature. But before we go there, maybe you could tell people how they can react to our international rock and roll special.
They can send us an email, Rick, and they can comment on this particular show. They can comment on any of our particular shows. They can send a request. They can send an email to Marlo, the official dog of the Underground Podcast, who has been strangely silent the last couple of weeks, by sending us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, Ivory Towers, TOWERZ Radio, at
att.net. Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Just you and me.
That was the Teenage Kings, the leading Swedish, the leading Swiss punk band, and a variety of their closest punk friends, covering We Are the World, the 1985 fundraiser that had everybody who was anybody in pop music raising money for African relief. And, of course, it was all part of Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And, Rick, I don't think that Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones, who put together the original We Are the World, had quite that version in mind. Do you?
No, I don't think they did. And I think that's actually, that version is the true spirit of punk, taking something that's so sacrosanct and trampling on it a bit.
You know, it's interesting you mention that, because at the time, and for our younger listeners who may not be familiar with We Are the World, but at the time there was horrible, horrible drought in Africa in the mid-80s, 84, 85, and people were literally dropping dead, just dropping dead, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Bob Geldof of the Boomtown Rats had put together a British charity gig called Band Aid to raise money for African drought relief, which was then followed up by the We Are the World project. And at the time, it was awfully schmaltzy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. My God, you can tell I'm traveling, and I've just used the phrase ifs, ands, or buts twice. But it was schmaltzy, and it was sentimental. And there were a couple of people at the time who said, you know, what is this? And they were all shouted down, because the drought in Africa was so horrible and the money was so sadly needed. So maybe 20 years later, we can get a little perspective on it.
Well, and I think new wave acts and punkers didn't react in a negative way at the time, because you had somebody like Geldof, who was a leading new wave entrepreneur, more or less, who was leading the way. And for the younger listeners who may be familiar with Live Aid, those concerts, that concert series started with Geldof, and it really started way back with Band Aid. And so there we have it.
But that is a great version of that song. I think the Teenage Kings actually have a record and a couple of EPs out. And I guess the best way to describe them would be the Ramones, who play a whole lot better. Their heart is in the right place. There are no sacred cows in the Teenage Kings vocabulary. Everybody's open for criticism.
They are the Swiss version, I guess, of the Ramones. And interesting that we brought up the idea of Aid for Africa. We actually started this particular program off with music from Africa, and we're going to end up with some music from Africa, too. We don't always end shows on a song, but we're going to go back to Algeria for the end of this particular show. But I want to thank you, Jeff, for making a special case to join us while you've been traveling and on the road. I know that this was beyond the call for you.
No, it's never beyond the call to do the podcast, although now I do have to hurry up and go take my clothes off to go through security so I can wait an hour and a half for a plane.
Well, we'll be back in our regular mode next week for regular listeners. So thanks for joining us this week on Ivory Towers Radio for our special international show. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for co-host Jeff Siegel, I'm Rick Rockwell. We leave you this week with a cover by Algerian rocker Rachid Taha. Peace.
كان دبنا ولا حنش استنى في راس المال. والناس سمعوا الصوت